It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rat me voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer-Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure. This is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
Rat me voice!
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother.
Hey, listen here. Soak it up. Enjoy it. I haven't been here. I wasn't here last week. Brandon's not going to be here for the next few weeks. It's just me and my brother. And like he said, I'm here. Jamie and Phoenix in the building, the booth.
This is the Raspy Voice Kids Podcast. You are now tuned into the RVK, and it is pop culture.
Cause I'm talking to the man in the mirror with the pop, 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 pop.
That's right. Jeremy gave you a little hint as to what we're talking about today. Jeremy, people out here talking about the king of pop. Now, in our youth, in our day, in our time, there was only one king of pop. Indisputable. No question. The king of pop was Michael Jackson. But now there are people trying to claim the throne. Drake was the first one to come out, and he says, I don't know how many know, but I'm actually Michael Jackson. Now people throwing out Harry Styles' name as the king of pop. Michael Jackson's son coming out saying that he feels strongly that his father is the king of pop. There will never be another like his father. How do you feel when it comes to the king of pop?
Ain't no debate in my book. Now, I know this is an age thing sometimes. Michael Jackson is the GOAT. You can say what you want about the scandal, but the music scandal proof. He put it down. I mean, hit after hit, he changed the music game. He changed the music world. He changed the video world. MTV wasn't what it was until they started putting Michael Jackson videos on there. And Michael Jackson videos back then were different. They were like mini movies. Think about Thriller. Think about Smooth Criminal. Literally.
Remember the time?
Short movies that you watch. Now, back in the day, you'd be watching a commercial, you'd be watching a football game, and all of a sudden at halftime, all of a sudden, whoop, there it is on your TV. Then playing a little bit of the King of Pop. He changed so many things that, don't get me wrong, Harry Styles is doing a lot of things. Drake, man, for how long has he been putting out pop after pop after pop song that people just feel? So I get why they feel like, I'm not saying they are in the conversation, but they are definitely up there on the list. But number one is solidified. Like, Michael Jordan is to basketball. Michael Jackson is to music.
Like, yeah, Jeremy, said, my thing is, when you compare Michael, numbers.
Go ahead.
When you compare numbers, like, it's not as simple as it sounds.
But you're talking about, all right, I want to let you talk. But go ahead, go ahead, Taylor Swift. I'm going to let you talk.
Harry Styles is not in the conversation. That's the bottom line. Now, I will say Late Night Talking is currently my favorite song of all the songs that are out. Late Night Talking is my favorite song. So shout out to Harry Styles. I did not realize Harry Styles could do his thing like he does his thing, but he does his thing. So shout out to Harry Styles. That said, when you're comparing numbers.
Hold up. Give me a second. I'm putting that in my phone. Late Night what?
Talking.
Late Night Talking, Harry Styles. I'm going to check it out. All right, go ahead.
When you're comparing numbers, Drake has had 10 number one albums. Guess how many Michael Jackson had?
I don't know.
6.
Okay.
Drake has had 54 top 10 singles. Guess how many Michael Jackson had?
How many?
40. Drake has had the most entries and consecutive weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Okay.
I mean, my thing is, now here's what you have to do. The thing is, people say men lie, women lie, numbers don't, but they do. And here's why numbers do lie. The music game is not the same as it was in the past. Drake has not only albums, but he has mixtapes and collaborations. He does music in a way that Michael Jackson never did. You put projects together over years when Michael Jackson was making music in his heyday, whereas Drake's dropping albums on a regular basis. He's dropping mixtapes on a regular basis.
And I love it. But one little thing I'm going to throw out here is King of Pop, but I also say Michael Jackson could have went anywhere in the world, the most remote parts, and they're still going to lose their minds because he's Michael Jackson. Now, Drake is huge like that, too. He can go most places. I just feel like Michael Jackson can't go anywhere. I'm sure there's some spots in the world that maybe they're not going to. Matter of fact, actually, I remember that. He was at a basketball game a few years ago, and he was talking, and the guy and the lady next to him, older gentleman and his wife, didn't realize he was a big-time artist. That's never, ever, in any situation ever in the history of life going to happen to Michael.
The other thing I'll say about Michael is Michael did it in different eras. He did it as a child. He did it as a young man. He did it as a middle-aged man. Michael Jackson transcended so many different things. Like, Michael Jackson just, to me, is what you said.
Brandon, it's not close. When you talk about changes in the game, music videos and what they are and what Drake and everybody does is because of Michael Jackson. He changed the entire game of music, period. It's like what Michael Jordan did when he started wearing Nikes, and now you see all these professional athletes with sneaker deals. Not just that.
Michael Jordan was not the first one with the sneaker deal, I don't believe. I believe there's athletes with the Converse deal, but Michael Jordan went with the longer shorts. That was Michael Jordan. He was the first one with the longer shorts. He did it so he could hold on to him when he was short of breath, you know, hanging, you know, hands on his knees, catching his breath during games. But Jeremy, you heard what Kanye West said about Drake, right?
No, what'd he say?
He said Drake is the greatest rapper of all time. He said that he would have sessions where he would have writers helping him write albums, 10 people at a time, and Drake would come in and be better than all 10 of them put together. This is Kanye West, who's had beef with Drake for years, giving Drake his flowers right now. And that's
And hold up, you're talking about all the hits Drake has. Imagine all those ghostwriting songs that he did for all of Young Money, including Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne. But continue on.
The ghostwriting that Drake did for other people, the songs that Drake sang, because Drake doesn't just rap, he sings also. But like you said, Jeremy,
I've got friends who
don't know Drake's song. There's nobody who doesn't know a Michael Jackson song.
Yep. And here's the biggest
reason. Young kids.
All that stuff, you know, him changing the game, him having the first videos, him the one putting the videos on the map, the one where you recognize Michael Jackson no matter where you go, even now to this day. But on top of all that, Brandon, he invented a whole dance move, the moonwalk. For decades, even now, people do the moonwalk. That's because he made it big and popular and huge. But on top of that, to let you know he is the king of pop, who else do you know invented a vulgar, disgusting move, like grabbing your crotch on stage that every single person emulates now? For Drake to get on Michael Jackson's level, he's going to have to do something like make picking your nose cool.
I don't know, Jeremy. I'm telling you.
Pulling the wedgie out of your pants, cool. He's going to have to do something on that level of disgusting to try to get on Michael. Literally, Michael Jackson made a move like grabbing yourself on stage every day. And now you see rappers do it and musicians do it and everybody does it. Like, it's just like a normal everyday thing. Who did that? The king of pop did that.
The thing for me is that Michael Jackson, like, you know, he's the original. Like, I know it was about R. Kelly, but he's the original. You could talk about the scandal, but the music is scandal proof. 100% without question. Drake ain't never went through nothing like Michael Jackson went through and had to beat the charges and still got them records off. So I'm going with Michael Jackson. Now, it might be showing my age. It might be people who will argue with me. But if we're doing a versus, I'm going with Michael Jackson.
Not even close. Not even close. Love Drake. But MJ. The real
MJ. That's
how
we feel at the RVK. How do you guys feel? Let us know. As always, like, listen, subscribe, rate, and review. Love us. Because we love you. Get at your boys.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.